Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network.
This episode of Steel Wars is brought to you by Harry's Shavers. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to four or more. And they stand by the quality of their blades so much, they've created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/Steel Wars. Thank you so much, Harry's. And now, it's on with the show. Hey, you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And this is day two of our Comic-Con blog pod, and I am here from makingstarwars.net. Now this is podcasting, the cargo hold. First order transmissions. Oh, my God. A man that thinks a giant picture of JFK is Anthony Bourdain, and it does actually look a bit like him, so it's not that ridiculous, but Corey Van Dyke, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, kind of.
Now, it's 7:30.
7:30, yeah.
Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to 7-Eleven. It's very exciting.
I'm excited.
And then we're going to go to the Hasbro breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to start this. We're in the elevator now. Oh, okay. Let's go in. Hey, you guys. Welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And this is day two of San Diego Comic-Con, our blog pod. And I am walking the streets at 7:30 a.m. from MakingStarWars.net. First order transmissions and the cargo hold. It's Corey Van Dyke. How
What's
are you
up,
doing?
Dude?
Now, Corey.
Yeah.
We're going to 7-Eleven.
I'm excited.
I'm going to get a Starbucks can.
Yep. I'm getting medicine.
And then we're getting bad medicine.
Yep.
And then we're going to...
Hasbro breakfast.
Oh, sorry. And yeah, then we're going to the Hasbro breakfast.
Yep.
Then we are going to the Clone Wars panel.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. How are you feeling, Corey?
Optimistic.
You're a huge Clone Wars fan.
Yeah.
And I've told you there's not going to be any announcement for animation.
Now you have, but then afterwards, I'm like, give me the details. You're like, no.
I can't reveal my sources, Corey.
Not so much the sources, but the details.
Well, just this is no. Oh. They're not going to announce animation. What's the details? Well, they're not announcing anything, so there's no details. I still want to see you a little heartbroken, buddy.
That's true. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well.
So we're going to Hasbro breakfast. What action figures are you going to have for breakfast? You're going to have a Poe Dameron?
Probably like a Beckett.
Okay, nice. Lean.
Yeah.
Aged.
All right. I'm excited.
Well, we'll talk to you as we get close to this Clone Wars thing, but I'm worried, Corey. I feel like you need to turn it down a notch.
I think so, too.
Okay, guys. It's 11:41, and we are in some big room waiting for Corey to have his heart broken by no Clone Wars announcement. I am here with, I got Lacey from Star Wars Newsnet and the Resistance Podcast. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
This is your first Comic-Con, yeah?
Baby's first Comic-Con, yep.
Baby's first. Baby's first. Okay, let me just clean that nerd drool off your face. Change your nappy. How have you found it so far?
Overwhelming.
Really?
It's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in this room. There's probably, I would estimate there's like 1,500 people in this room.
Well, whereabouts do you live in America?
Connecticut.
Oh, that's right, Connecticut. So you should be used to people.
I know, but it's just like a lot of people in one space. Did you go in the hallway?
I did go in the hallway. What you mean is there's a lot of people in black Star Wars t-shirts.
I'm wearing black Star. Oh, we all are. We all are wearing black Star.
All right, and just for everyone, so we're sitting, we're like in about the eighth row, and I'm hoping we've got very good seats, and right in front of us, we've got Brian Young is earning his paychecks from Kathleen Kennedy, tweeting as we speak. Oh my God.
Oh, he's creeping on Dan Brooks.
Wow. Now, Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing splendid.
Now, I see you're working on your tweets how this was the greatest panel of all time in advance. I like your professionalism.
Yeah, no, it's going to be. Mark my words. Best, greatest panel of all time. We're going to see things we didn't expect, and I think we're all going to be shocked.
All right, so when they announce there's nothing new coming, right? No new animation. Do you think there's going to be new animation?
We'll see how it goes.
You're saying maybe to new animation, a new release of something.
We'll see.
I want there to be, but then I just kind of want to see Corey's face when they say there's nothing new.
Corey's face is going to be great to see.
But if they do announce new stuff, then you've got Corey's. Either way, he's going to cry. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I think we're all going to cry anyway. I mean, it's been 10 years of Clone Wars, right? Like, it's weird to think. A lot of us got in on this 10 years ago. It's weird to think that, like, all of us who are podcasting, all of us that have been covering Star Wars have been doing it for this long. So, like, even if there isn't anything new, which we'll see if there is, it's just, like, it's a party for all of us who've been following it for this long.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And it's almost time. Do you know, I've got this annual 10-year tradition that's almost about to come around again, where I watch the Clone Wars movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just an annual tradition
Every 10 years.
You know, it's a lot easier to take when you watch Clone Wars chronologically.
Yeah, I want to do that. It always frustrated me that they did it in... I'm a very messy person, but I admire order. And doing the shows out of order sort of drove me a little bit batty.
Yeah, well, and I think part of that was in season one. Well, it looks like they're shushing everybody. I think we're about to start.
All right, this is it. Corey, good luck. How are you feeling?
Optimistic.
Oh. What's in that cold brew coffee? It's strong.
So we're back. If you want, we can watch it again. Let's watch it one more time.
Yeah.
Corey.
I can't right now. Can't do it.
You know that whole thing last night?
Yeah.
I just made that up so you wouldn't be sad.
Dude.
We can just wrap it up. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm tearing up. I never do that. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so was I.
Hi, Brian.
I told you we'd see.
When you started doing the blank look to me, I was just like, oh, this guy's onto something.
Yeah, I can't. That trailer made me a little weepy.
Aww.
To see all of this stuff that close to Revenge of the Sith and to get watch them be able to finish, right? I think that's what the show deserved, and I'm so glad we're getting it. And I'm like pretty speechless, and I'm just babbling right now. I have no idea what to say. I'm just so excited.
We'll talk to you later, mate.
Okay.
Lacey, how'd you go?
Oh my God, that was so amazing. I love Ashley was so cute. She was crying. Oh, I love Ashley. I'm just so excited. It's gonna be great.
Nice, Dom.
I've never been happier to be wrong in my bleeping life.
Nice, good censorship.
Standing ovation was nuts.
All right, you guys, it's almost 1 o'clock. We are dealing with the aftermath of the Clone Wars panel. Clone Wars is amazingly coming back to the Disney streaming. It's not coming back to the Disney streaming service, but it's coming back
on the Disney streaming service.
And I am with Pam, who's came up to me distraught.
Well, mixture of distraught and overjoyed.
Happy distraughtness.
Thank you. And it's hard to verbalize exactly what I feel. I just screened my head off when I saw the image. First of all, it's gorgeous. It's the Clone Wars is coming back, and it's coming to streaming. It's the finishing off of the series that Dave Filoni deserved and didn't get to do. And the powers that be realize that it has this following. I mean, people petitioned to keep it on Netflix, and it just grows. It's just growing, and I just can't tell you how gorgeous it was to see Anakin and Ahsoka, and we're going to see the Siege of Mandalore, and it looks like we're going to see everything we didn't get to see that might have been in other media. Who knows where they're what they'll tackle, but.
And for you, Pam, what does the Clone Wars rank, like, with films? Like,
it stands alone because it gives us all the lessons that parents hope that the kids either learn in school or learn from life. But here it's very succinct, beautifully done in the Star Wars universe. It's just brilliant. I mean, it's just a brilliant show. Well, we just saw that it's going to be on Disney Direct. I just said, I screamed, I don't know if I was heard, but I said, just take my money. Take my money.
Disney, Bob Iger heard you, don't worry. No. He was at the back with the calculator.
could be. I've seen around.
So when you went in to the panel, what did you have, like, an expectation? Or
I had, what I saw on other YouTube sites, so don't never trust them.
No.
They thought they were going to screen Resistance.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Hey, what's up? Oh, cheers, thank you. I just assumed that it was they were going to show a clip from Resistance, because I thought to hope for a new Clone Wars cartoon was like,
really?
Because our friend Corey, right, uh-huh, is like a diehard Clone Wars. Like, he's about 20, and uh-huh, so it like, you know, it hit him at the perfect spot.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so we were doing a podcast last night, and I had to just lie to him. I said, I spoke to someone at Lucasfilm. Don't tell anyone this, but there's no new Clone Wars. And he's like, what are they going to announce? I don't know, but just they said no new Clone Wars, because I just couldn't. I had to, like.
Did you know?
No, I had no idea. Oh, I just made it up. Oh. But I just didn't want him to come out and be sad.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? Because he was going in like, they're going to announce something, because it meant so much to him. And he couldn't. I said to him, he's like speechless. He had tears in his eyes. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, for, you know, some people, like, I liked it. Do you know what I mean? But it didn't. I can't speak of it. Like, I talk about Luke Skywalker the way you talk about the Clone Wars. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
Well, is that important to you?
Yeah. And it's interesting how we came into Star
Luke
Wars and our
experience.
Oh, yeah. But it's... So I was like, I thought no way they're going to show like that. So I was like going to him, no, it's don't get your expectations up. They might announce a book or something, but just, and he's like, all right, I'm bracing myself. But he didn't have to.
There was a young man next to me also. It could have been like, he looked like 19, 20. And he was telling me, we exchanged a lot of, gave him a lot of stories. He was talking about the back, you know, because he had seen the Lost Missions, the rough stuff that's on.
Yeah.
And he was informing me, even though I had watched, I just let him, there was so much joy in it. But he was starting to cry. And did you see that Dave? You never see Dave get emotional. His eyes were red. There were tears when he saw the reaction.
That was animated tears. Oh, that's CGI. Yeah.
In life, yeah. We're good in CGI, but we're not that good.
So now you've got this.
Yeah.
You've got about at least a year of waiting. How are you going to deal?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be like, when? You know, I'm going to... you're tweeting when.
Yeah, I imagine something big, Star Wars Celebration. We're going to get.
You think so?
Well, if you're going to bring back the Clone Wars and you're going to bring it out next year, then you got to have a panel to like sizzle it up.
Is that when the direct service starts?
I don't know when it starts, but they'd have to like have a panel for it or show, you know, something, a preview or something. So if you're going to make Star Wars Clone Wars and you got a celebration coming up. You're chucking something in.
I was very tempted. You're not supposed to record video, but I was very tempted to record not just what they showed us, but the original tease for
Yeah,
Clone Wars,
that was cool.
Because I never saw that.
Mm.
And it was gorgeous.
Mm.
And this is even more gorgeous. I mean, until people see it, don't you think? Am I exaggerating? Do you think this, in terms of the animation, what you've seen on Rebels and other animation, do you think I'm exaggerating by saying this was what we saw was gorgeous?
The shot with the helmets?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was amazing. That was like, because I thought it was just a tribute to, like, lost clone troopers or something. And then it kept going, and I'm like, oh, hang on, this is elaborate.
I thought they were just going to do, like, the story arc of... The Bad Batch story.
Yeah.
And that's all we were going to get. But when he expanded, and we saw the ships, and we saw Anakin, and we saw Ahsoka, I'm going, oh, he's going to give it all to us. He's going to give it. I'm like, oh my God. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's like, I'm still trying to process it. I've got to. Take a breather.
Well, Pam, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be around your joy.
Oh, thank
it
you.
Is it's really cool.
It's great to meet you.
It's great to meet you. And and brace yourself for for the next year. How can people, are you on Twitter that people can follow you and stuff?
I'm the Real Rebel on Twitter.
Okay, sweet. Well, the Real Rebel, that's an easy one for people to click on and follow Pam and talk some Clone Wars. You got a year of sizzling to do, Pam.
I know.
Get going. Get by that fry pan.
Start
sizzling. Thanks so much, and I'm stoked that it like the outcome was great.
Thank you for letting me share my joy and my wonder and.
All right, I'm gonna give Pam some CPR now. We'll be back in a little bit. Thanks. This week's episode of Steel Wars is proudly brought to you by Harry's Shavers, and in commemoration of this, I will bring up that Han Solo has a lot of close shaves, like you can too, if you take up Harry's trial offer. Harry's was founded by people that were fed up with paying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. So they bought a factory that has been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. And they are so confident in the quality and price of their shavers that they have put.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Together a free trial offer for Steel Wars listeners to take advantage of. It's a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich, lathering shave gel. Let's do that one more time because it was so fun. A rich, lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. You just cover the shipping, which is just $3. Listeners of Steel Wars can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/Steel Wars. Make sure you go to harrys.com/Steel Wars to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Thank you so much, and thanks, Harry's. All right, Corey.
Yeah. All right, no.
It's 1:30. Mm-hmm. How's it all?
Dude,
Did you think I was telling the truth last night?
Yeah, I actually did.
Okay, that's good. I just didn't want you to be upset.
No, yeah, I believed you, especially this morning when I asked you again. And you're like, dude, I don't want you to be upset about it. This is what's happening. I'm like, all right, dude. I accepted it. As a matter of fact, halfway through the panel, I'm like, yeah, it's not happening. I'm like, they don't sound like there's any indication that anything's changing. Especially when Filoni was like, yeah, you're not going to see that arc, sorry, and all that stuff. Sorry. We're just entering the hotel there. Hold on, this is raw.
That's good theater of the mind, Corey.
Yeah.
Corey just closed the door.
Yes.
Corey's now grinning again like an idiot.
But yeah, no, it's crazy, especially when they were like, yes, we got one more thing. I'm like, oh, is this a comic book? But then Filoni's like, I'm like, oh my God, dude, this is an animated thing coming up. And then you saw the helmets, and yeah, it's astonishing. I can't wait. I've never been this excited for Star Wars since Force Awakens.
And now you have to wait.
I'm fine with that, actually. I'm fine, like, knowing that it's going to end makes me feel like the wait is going to be worth it.
Could this mean further Clone Wars era Funko Pops?
Oh, God, I hope so. I'll buy them all.
All right, you guys, it's now 3 p.m., and we're running late to go see the Black Series Rebels live vidcast. Mm-hmm. I'm with Jason. How are you, Jason?
Pretty good. I'm pretty happy about the Clone Wars thing, so it's kind of hard to even, like, care about anything else, like my family or my friends or my life, career, or, like, where I'm going.
Well, you'd be happy for your giant son, Corey. It's a glorious day for him. It's in his top 10 days ever.
Yeah, he became the king of the podcast. We told him if that actually happened, we're like, that's not going to happen, Corey. They're doing Star Wars Resistance. They're not going to want to confuse everybody. They have two shows.
He's still not sure whether I made it up last night or I was telling him. I made up that whole story. And then he goes, but what did the person from Lucasfilm say? And I'm like, there's no person from Lucasfilm. No, it's all made up.
No, but here's the irony of it was I did run into a person from Lucasfilm and said I was excited for it as a joke. And they said that wasn't happening. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I wonder who was in the inner circle.
I got Dooku'd, basically. You know, Sith Lord controlling everything. I'm like, yeah, he's lying.
So is this thing really doing how long we have to walk there or what?
Yeah, supposedly.
What's it say now?
Left on J Street.
Are we at J Street? No, this is Island.
Wait, dude, this thing isn't even working right now. We're in the San Diego hellhole. Oh. This doesn't make any sense.
Is that J Street up there?
Wait, no. I don't think it's working right.
This is bad, guys.
I'm gonna try to reroute. It's like wanting us to go back, but let's just go straight.
Okay. This is heated. Which map app are you using?
I'm just using the internal Apple one right now because it's just such a short walk and it's downtown. But the whole thing about it is iPhones don't get, or Verizon doesn't get internet really good down here in the downtown area.
What's the place called?
They were calling it the library or something.
Yeah. All right.
I can give you the address if you want to.
Maybe.
Want to double do it. See.
San Diego Central Library.
330 Park Boulevard.
Well, there he calls.
I mean, who does their panel this close to the Clone Wars announcement that's coming back after like a billion years?
Yeah, we're 7 minutes away. No, but like, how are you going to do a podcast in a library? Everyone's going to be going, shh.
Yeah, quiet. Shh. Quiet.
Shut up. Audio quality is going to be brutal. All right, is this 9th Ave? Okay. Keep going across. Yeah, so the streaming, the little Disney streaming is getting pretty loaded. That was my, even though I didn't think it was going to happen, I was like, oh, they do a wrap-up thing, Disney streaming, Goodwill.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I think it also might make sense, just a guess, that if they're going to bring back Clone Wars, that makes everybody happy, they get to finish it up. But that service would likely be giving us those kinds of Star Wars one-offs every now and then anyways, you would think. So maybe this is just kind of that production team being put together who's going to go on to do other projects down the road.
I got to get someone to go back and edit that out. I think I said it on both our podcasts, and then I can put myself up as the prognosticator.
You're right. Yeah, well, Corey's the king of cartoons, so you're going to have to run it by him first.
All right, but I feel like I also developed like a marketing strategy, do you know what I mean, and some synergy around the new media.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty clear that Kathleen Kennedy and most of the folks at Lucasfilm are looking to us about what's the right call, what's the right answer, what to do next.
Don't worry about them. I'm straight on with Bobby I.
Right, right. Yeah, I just care more about, you know, making sure that it, like, you know, Kathleen Kennedy's making the money that she needs to make, that she's doing what she needs to do, because, you know, if she keeps this up, she might have a bright future in this industry.
All right, so I think we're going to turn up this one-way street.
This is not so hot. Like, compared to, like, remember, like, in 2015 when we did the TFA stuff? That was brutal.
Yeah, Jason. That weekend was the first time I met Jason, so I thought he had a much redder skin normally, because the first time I met him, he was seriously sunburned. It was...
Like those people in the Marvel comic, remember? Like, on like the very last issues, they were, like, pink and red people.
Yes!
I was, like, one of them.
Oh, man. Is this... I don't know. My thing just hasn't changed.
My directions are just bugging out, being crazy. Although, I'm getting rerouting, but it shows the same image as yours.
Okay, well, I hope those guys can listen to this podcast and hear how we were trying to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best thing ever. I've cracked friendship. You know how, like, normally you're running late to someone's thing and you tell them a story and, yeah, they sort of go, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I've got audio. I can just play them the audio, the evidence, Exhibit A.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, right. We're here. We're on the streets of San Diego, huffing and puffing down the street. Is it being okay?
I can't see the screen anymore. No, it looks red. Yeah.
All right.
Just have to make sure we're recording. What is Fire TV, Jason? Oh, it must be Amazon. It's got a little Amazon underneath
Amazon Fire. Amazon dumpster fire.
So we're seeing a bunch of Where's Waldo's walking around. They're just asking for trouble. Like, they're just asking for the most basic of jokes.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, wow. They are everywhere. Oh, my God.
What happens when you're a small child and your parents let you look at picture books instead of reading books?
Oh. Let's cross the street.
Alright.
Have you seen Stephen Amell?
No.
Just gonna say random people that might be at Comic-Con. Have you spotted Lou Ferrigno?
Yes. Okay, actually I haven't, but every time I go to WonderCon, he's just, like, standing on a corner going, like, hey, everybody.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
It was really bad when we were at the Back to the Future at WonderCon, and there was this dude, the guy, you know, from, you know, Back to the Future when Marty goes to alternate 1985, and then he, like goes into the house, and it's not his house anymore. And then has, like has the bat, and is, like, yelling at him and stuff.
Yeah.
That guy was there. I talked to him for like a really, 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 really like
what? The dad was there?
Yeah. and he had the bat and everything. But it was like $35 for his autograph, so I was like, nah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it was awesome to see him. Big fan.
That's a $10 autograph.
Yeah, easy. I would even go 15. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you want quantity.
So my thing keeps rerouting. This clearly is not working.
All right, the GPS thing was sending us. We walked further away. It was closer to our apartment, so we're getting a lift. Zach is 1 minute away, Jason.
All right, Zach. He's the Lego maniac, right? Is this?
No, that car's looking a bit old to be Zach.
He's a Lego maniac.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it was a commercial here in the 90s, and they played it constantly, and it was in your head constantly.
Wow, they shouldn't be. Hey, what's going on?
Steel Wars fan.
Nice. Do you want to be on the podcast?
Sure.
We're going to welcome Andrew. How you doing?
What up, man?
Where are you from?
San Jose, Bay Area. NorCal.
Oh, San Jose?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know the big Star Wars news?
There's always big Star Wars news. Which one?
All right. Are you ready?
All right.
Were you a fan of the Clone Wars cartoon?
Episodes, yes. Some episodes I could do with that.
Okay. What about 12 new episodes on the Disney streaming service?
Separate from Rebels?
Separate.
Depends on what they do with them, but I'm excited to check it out.
Nice. God, you're a hard man to please. I was next to people in tears at that announcement.
Only because I'm... like I said, the Clone Wars was hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
You know, like the underwater shark episodes and stuff like that.
Ah, Jabberjaw,
yeah. That was like Star Wars version of jumping the shark, literally. Not to make a pun. But, yeah, no, I'd be excited to see, because I'm assuming... given...
Oh, I didn't tell you that all 12 episodes are set on the shark planet.
All right, I'm off.
Zach? Yes. All right, gotta go.
All right, nice meeting you.
So good seeing you.
Yeah, dude. I've been a big fan since Force Awakens. I was actually telling a lot of people about your coverage when you went to the concert on Force Awakens.
Ah, cheers.
A lot of my friends didn't know.
Three years ago.
So, like, I've been listening ever since then.
Ah, cheers, man.
Yeah, I like the podcast. I like what you do. I love, you know, your fandom for the Star Wars, because I think it matches kind of mine. But you're definitely
thank you.
One of my favorite Star Wars.
All right, I got to get in the lift, but thank you so much. I'll see you around. Sorry, Zach. Wow. Is it okay if you're on the podcast, Zach, or you'd rather me stop recording? Okay. How's Comic-Con treating you, man?
I haven't really worked that much for it yet. A little bit yesterday, and you're like my third ride today.
Ah, I see you got a Hundreds t-shirt on. Are you much of a fan, or are you just...
I'm a fan, yeah.
Okay, because Bobby Hundreds was on this podcast talking about Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
About 2 years ago.
That's pretty cool. Are you guys going to the Petco Park right now?
We're going pretty much where we started out. But our GPS sent us in the total wrong direction to the event we're going to. So now we're getting a lift pretty much back to our apartment to walk 3 minutes the other way to where the event was. Oh, yeah, no, I did program it. I didn't, like, make it that bittersweet that I literally took it back to my apartment. I'm not that much of a self-harm sort of person. But I am feeling like an absolute moron that we are... we are seriously just going back to where we started.
Yeah, we're like those people who would drive the car into the water because it told us to. but on two legs.
You guys come every year or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What are you guys excited for this year?
Like Star Wars stuff.
Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, they just...
anything in particular this year related to Star Wars?
They had did you ever watch the Clone Wars cartoon? So that's set between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
And like there's like six seasons and like people
adore it. Like multiple seasons of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so they had a 10-year sort of anniversary panel for it, and at the end of the panel they announced they're going to do 12 more episodes. So there was I'm not like the biggest fan of it. I'm excited, but like there was people around us in tears. They were very excited. So I'm a fan of enthusiasm, so I'm happy it's back for enthusiasm's sake.
Right. Yeah, I love that show a lot. I mean, more than some of the movies, maybe. But Corey liking it so much, I feel like it's like his girlfriend and we're just friends. You know what I mean?
He does have a special friendship with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, that's your girl. You know, I'm not here to mess things up.
I posted the photo of the shark people mm-hmm. with the caption, Aquaman looks sick.
Yeah.
And he wrote, his comment was like...
You guys up down there, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Up ahead up there?
Yeah, we're going to the library, which... Oh, right yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his comment was just like, I'm very disappointed.
Well, you guys have a great rest of your Comic-Con.
Thank you, Zach.
Cheers, Zach.
See you all. Have a good one.
Take it easy, man. Zach.
He's the Lego maniac.
How do we get into the library? All right, let's see if we can get in there, guys. All right, Jason, it's like 4 o'clock. We just came out of Black Series Rebels. I got my little ghost Yoda pin that they did. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, a little sadistic.
But so we come out of the library, and it's literally behind our condo.
Yeah, so we kind of spiraled out and then back in.
Oh, the pain. The pain.
Yeah, the passion.
All right, well, now we're going back to the apartment because I'm going to upload the Clone Wars panel video on YouTube. Go watch it. It's pretty cool. Bye. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed all the action from a very eventful Thursday at San Diego Comic-Con. We will and have already done a late night bonus show, our second bonus show for Comic-Con, and you can get access to that at patreon.com/Steel Wars for just $1 this month. So check that out. Some really funny stuff. Some really funny stuff. We're having... We're enjoying the late night shows, you guys. And I also want to give a shout out to Eric Strathers, depends where you're from on the world, how you pronounce his surname, from the Bad Motivators that's editing all this stuff together for us. Thank you, Eric. And just out of, if you haven't listened to his podcast before, out of pure courtesy of enjoying this episode, go check out the Bad Motivators Star Wars podcast. I enjoy it every week, and you might as well. We have got so much more Comic-Con stuff coming at you for the next 3 days, so I hope you enjoy it. Stay subscribed. Give us a sweet retweet. Get on iTunes and write that masterful, sweet 5-star review. And may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.